Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. This week, 21-year-old Xiao Yano will complete the journey he began as a 9-year-old college freshman, becoming one of the youngest students in history to receive an MD. Yano was homeschooled when he began reading at age 2, writing by 3, and composing music by his 5th birthday. He entered Chicago's prestigious Pritzker School of Medicine at 12, earned his PhD at 19, and finally this week, his medical degree. He will launch a medical career as a pediatric neurologist so he can work with children. When Sam Klein was still in kindergarten, he became fascinated with the things we throw away. Now, at the ripe old age of 12, the Missouri boy is a dedicated CEO of his own recycling business. He collects empty printer ink cartridges from local businesses, keeping them from the landfills, while earning hundreds of dollars by sending them back to manufacturers. Even more impressive, Sam has given more than $1,000 to charity, helping those less fortunate than himself. Michelle Obama joined Disney executives today to announce an unprecedented move in the battle against childhood obesity. The media company will eliminate the advertising of unhealthy food and beverages from all of its Disney channels, the first major media company to introduce standards for food advertising on shows targeting kids and families. Mrs. Obama called it a game changer that would give parents more leverage as they campaign to bring healthier foods into their kids' diets. She reasoned that if kids aren't bombarded with ads while watching their favorite cartoons, they would be less likely to lobby parents to shop for sugary groceries. Under the new Disney nutrition standards, breakfast cereals will have to contain fewer than 10 grams of sugar per serving if they want to advertise on a Disney property. With this new initiative, Disney is asking themselves one simple question, said the First Lady. Is this good for our kids? And our top story today, 60 friends and relatives performed a choreographed marriage proposal in what the future groom Isaac Lamb called the first live lip dub proposal. The elaborate routine to the tune of Marry You by Bruno Mars was designed to surprise his bride-to-be Amy Frankel, 33, of Portland, Oregon. The video has logged more than 5 million hits on YouTube in just 4 days. To find the video, search YouTube for Isaac's Live Lip Dub Proposal. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.